And if the medicine's still by a patient's bedside, you'd say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay, and he might answer, well, I
don't want it. I don't like it.
No. Okay, well, let's say he's taken it. He would say,
I already have.
Okay, or yesterday I
took it.
Okay, and I will
take it.
Okay, and if you can't hear anything, then you say you're
dead.
Okay. And if somebody begins to sweat when he works real hard, and then it's real hot all day, you would say, well, all day long he
perspired.
Okay.
Sweated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, a discharging sore that comes to a head, you call that a kind of sore that you get on your on some part of your body that might come to a head around.
Looks me in the dark.
Yeah.
Scab.
Okay, scab. Or, okay. Let me see. And if you have an infection in your hand, so that one hand gets bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand.
Swollen.
Okay. And last night it.
Swollen.
Okay. And if it's not infected, it probably won't.
Swell.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you have just a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it?
Band-aid.
Okay, and that red stuff that stings?
I can't think of the name of it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not mercurochrome, but...
I can't think
of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then the stuff that they used to give sometimes, they used to give a kind of pill for people that had malaria. You ever hear that? Okay. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Okay. And any other ways of saying that? Would there be ways, you know, of covering that up? Mm. Not covering it up, but getting around saying just he died.
Mm. Okay, that's the one.
Kick the bucket.
Kick
the bucket. Okay. Now those would be kind of crude ways of saying it. Yeah. Okay. What about others? Passed on. Okay. That's good enough. If you didn't know what caused the death, you and somebody asked you, you would say, I don't know what he died.
Oh.
Okay. And the place where he's buried is called a
cemetery.
Okay, other word for that?
Graveyard.
Make any difference which you use when? None. Is your body equal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the box that he's buried in is a?
Coffin.
Okay, and you might say he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his?
Yeah.
Okay, and the place where he's buried from, if he's not buried from a church or a home, he's buried from a?
Funeral home.
Okay, and the man in charge of that is a?
Undertaker.
Okay. And if the people are all dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Okay. And if someone's troubled about it, you might say, well, oh, don't worry, it'll all or it'll all come out all right. Just don't
worry.
Okay. And let me see. There's a kind of disease that makes you turn all yellow. Call that
jaundice.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. And if a person throws up, okay, you might say he was sick. Mm-hmm. Talking about his stomach, you might say he was sick what?
To his stomach.
To his stomach. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, okay. If a couple decides that they want to tie the knot, you say they get
married.
Okay, and let me see. Then, if how much we've got left on this tape? Not more than about 2 seconds. If somebody asked you where you were and you had been in, let's say up in Washington. Okay. Somebody asks you where you were. How would you respond? Where were you yesterday? I was
in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Were you? What about if you were in Columbia? You would say I was.